We are learning Masechtas Chagiga, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last line, Dav Vav Amud Beis. Tanan Hasam, learned in the Mishnah, famous Mishnah, we say this every day. Elu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shir. The following mitzvahs have no shir. Ha-Peya Va-Bekurim. Peya is where you leave in the corner of a field for Ani. There's no shir Midaraisa. There is a shir Midarabonim, 1 out of 60. Va-Bekurim, that's what you bring the first fruits you bring up to Yerushalayim, v'harayon, that's ri'iyah, that's the oil regal. Pashas means the carbon of oilus ri'iyah, the carbon of oilus ri'iyah, u'gmil chasadim, the Talmud Torah. All these things have no shear. All these things have no shear. Like Tosfos asks, there are other things that have no shear also. Let's say, afar l'saito, efer para, or roik yivama. These things have no shear either. So he says, we're talking about things that the more you do, it's no shear, and the more you do is more mitzvahs to it. If you add more dirt to the water of the saita, it's not a bigger mitzvah. Here, these things don't have a shear, but the more you do of it is a mitzvah. The more peya, the more bikurim, the more rayin, the more yourself, the more Talmud Torah is more of a mitzvah, but in less shear. So now one of the things in the Mishnah is that oilus ria has no shear. The problem is we have in our Mishnah that there was a shear, either a mal kesef or two mal kesef. So I'm Rabbi Yechanan.
You just said.
What?
I can answer that you just said.
No, there's no shir lemaila, but yes shir lemata. Then that's what he's saying. That's he's saying. I'm Rabbi Yechanan because Shmuel wanted loymar harayin ain't shir lemaila. There's no shir lemata. Do whatever you want. Avo yesh lo shir lemata, but has a shir lemata because our Mishnah says the minimum is either ma kasef according to Beis Hillel or shtei ma according to Beis Shammai. So it sounds like that from our Mishnah there is a shir lemata akaparim and ain't shir is mashma both ways. Achabar of Oishia Berebi, believe me, they taught us, Harayan ain't loy shir, loy lamaila, loy lamata. There's no shir, lamaila, lamata, midaraisa. Aval omrachamim, Harayan ma'a kesef, vachigishta kesef, midarabbanon, the halach is that it has a shir. But midaraisa taka, there is no shir, and you can, not even the smallest or biggest, there's no shir of the carbon of oilus ria. Midarabbanon, there's a minimum shir of Ma'a kesef according to Beis Hillel, and that's how he passed him. My harayan. Now the Gemara's question is, why didn't just according to Rashi, this is the Gemara's question. It should have just said re'iyah. Why did it say rayon with a nun at the end? So Rashi says, the Gemara is coming to tell us is that we're bringing in another thing that has no shear. Besides the carbon, the size of the carbon, also the times that you're oil regal also is no shear. How many times you go up to be into the Beis Hamikdash on Yontif, there's no shear to that. So Maya Ryan, Rechonama Rias Panam Ba'azara. Showing up, showing your face in the Azara, there's no shear to that. Rash Lakashama Rias Panam Bekarbon. There's no shear how many times you show your face in the Azara with the carbon. Because according to Rash Lakash, you cannot show up in the Azara without a carbon. The din of lo yuro panay rekam. That don't come in front of me empty-handed. That goes for every time you show up into the Azara on Yom Tov. Every time you have to bring a carbon. According to Rabbi Yechanan, you could show up at a carbon also. There's a mitzvah, oil regal, at a carbon also. And the Gemara explains, Be'ikar regal, the Yom Tov Rishon, which means either the first time or the first day you walk into the Azara, Kuli Amalei Pligi, the Rias Panam B'Carbon, that you have to come with a carbon. You can't come empty-handed. Keep ligi the machlekes Rabbi Shlokas Rabbi Yechanan is b'shar yemois haregel and the rest of yontif kol hecha the asa v'aisi. That's pasha that if you bring a carbon kulam lapligi the mekabelim rene. According to the Gemara right now, everyone agrees if you bring a carbon on the second, third, fourth, fifth day, it works. It's not bal taisif. Don't think it's bal taisif. But if you come and show up with the carbon of oilus ria, it's not bal taisif. What is the machlekes? Keep ligi the asa v'aisi. You want to come to the Azara without a carbon. There is a mitzvah by itself to go show up in the Azara, even if you don't bring anything. Anytime you come, you don't have to bring a carbon, the rest of the yontif. It has to be dafka with a carbon. You have to bring a carbon with you, and that's the only way you are yotze the mitzvah of Aliyah the regular and Rias Panabazara is only with the carbon. So that's what we're holding right now, that everyone agrees that the first day Yontif, you have to bring a carbon. The rest of Yontif is Machlaikas. According to Rav Yechanan, you don't have to, and according to Shlokas, you have to bring a carbon.
According to Yechanan, you don't have to bring a carbon until Bazara.
You don't even bring any chulin. You don't bring any carbon off.
If you bring it.
Because it works. Because there's a key mitzvah of Olas Aria. That's what I'm saying about Tais Vida. That we're going to have to because there's a key mitzvah of Eilat Riyah. Chulamah don't want to be a problem. You can bring Eilat Sadova technically, but even Hirchish is right. Hirchish even Eilat Riyah, right? It's the same type of question. It's not about Taisa because there's a key of a mitzvah of Eilat Riyah calls Manat Yontif. That's what we're holding right now. It's definitely a key of the mitzvah of Eilat Regal, but it's not ma'akif. It's not necessary. You don't have to bring it, but if you bring it, it works. Eitzir Sakas Rav Yechanan. I'm going to have now three kashas in a row that are very similar questions, and the truth is that Rabbi Akiva Eiger is bothered by this, but let's see the Gemara inside. Eisver Shlokash Rabbi Yechanan. V'lo yirou upon Ireikam. It says in the Torah, you should not come to see me empty-handed. So how can you come out of carbon? Amalei, so Rabbi Yechanan answers, but ikaregel means the first day of Yontif. The first day of Yontif, I agree, you shouldn't come empty-handed. Eisver, another kasha. V'lo yirou upon Ireikam. The Bryce says like this. Although you roll upon Rekam, don't come empty-handed, it means bezvachim. You have to come with a carbon that's a zeva, which means a behema, that's shechted. And lafuke, a bird which has maliko, or lafuke menachos, that there's no bezvachim at all. Lo yirol panarekam, bezvachim. I don't even zvachim in elba, if it's a menachos, maybe you could come with a bird or a mincha, and that's not called empty-handed. Vedinu. And betzem, I'll tell you that the reason why you can't do that is because I'll make a limud. We know there's two kabbanas you bring when you're regular, a karbon chagiga and a karbon oilus ria. So ma chagiga amur lehadit. Just like chagiga is definitely a zvachim, is definitely a karbon that's behema. Why? Rashi says, because the pasuk says, lo yolin chalev chagi ad baiker, don't let the chalev of the yom tev ad baiker, so you see, has chalev. By oif, there's no akravus of a chalev, so you see, we're talking about a behema. So ma chagiga amur lehadit zvachim. Af riya hamur legavaya zvachim. Also, the carbon of oilus riya, which is equivalent to the chagiga, is also zvachim. Or mahin zvachim. What type of zvachim? Oilus. Atam oilus in ela shlamim. Vedinu. Never chagiga lahadid. Never riya legavaya. Ma chagiga hamur lahadid beroyu loy. It's something that's the royu for the person, which is a shlamim, which did a bialim eat. Af riya hamur legavaya beroyu loy. Something that the Gavaya eats. Even though by Shlomim you have Zemurim, but the meat, the basar, only goes onto the Mizbeach by Oila. So just like Chagiga is L'Roy for Hadid, we give the Gavaya the most thing that's Roy to the Gavaya, Roy to Kosh Baruch Hu. Afri Amur L'Gavaya B'Roy L'Oy. V'chem V'din, it also makes sense like that. Shlomi Shulchanach Amalei, your table shouldn't be full, V'shulchan Rabcha Reikam, and your master's table empty, Kaviyachal, like they're not giving anything to them. That's what the Bryce says. I kind of Bryce says. So what's the kasha? So pasha the kasha is because it's loyer upon a rekam. Don't come empty-handed. Come with a carbon. So kasha is what do you mean? Rabbi Yechon says you come empty-handed. El malei ve'ikar regel. It's talking about a taka the first day yontif. So the rekeg asks, what do you mean by this kasha? So here actually the siach yitzchak answers because this extra line shlo yishulchan rechem malei v'shulchan rabbi rekam. That was the way the kasha was boiled more because it sounds like the whole week you're eating your meat. You're not going to give your master anything. And the Maharaj says no. Yeah, it's talking about the ikar regel. That was the Isofas Kasha there.
How is that
answered
to the question of
Minchalai? Well, the Minchalai is not Shah. What do you mean? No, the Bryce is saying, this Bryce is a Zaitika Bryce. You're not allowed to bring a Minchalai to the regular. It has to be Dafka Behema. That's not a Kasha or a Shlokesh. That's good. With Sofa and Bryce, you can't come empty handed. There's a Kasha or a Yechram. And for the Gemara, that Echram means Dafka Ikaragal. But actually, we read the Rambam in the beginning of the Masechta. We read the Rambam. The Rambam says that when he talks about the different the kabbanas that you bring, the first day you come, when you come to El Regal, the three mitzvahs, he brings down the three kabbanas. One of those kabbanas are the Eila Tzriya. And the Rambam, if I can open up quickly, I'll read you the lovson of the Rambam. With there, the Rambam says, like this, the Shalosh mitzvahs are saying Estav Yisrael b'chol rega, Mosholish v'gam v'ilohein Hariya shnei v'yirah kol zechucha, v'chagiga shnei tachilah shnei kecha, v'asimcha shnei shnei kecha. It's like this: Hariya amura b'tayra hi shenir upanav v'azar b'yam t'rishin shel chag, v'yav imay carbon oila. Listen closely. Bein min ha'oif, bein min ha'behema. That's the lashon of the Rambam. And the pella is what's going on here. It says Agamari can use the oif, so it's just a good kasha. The Yavasi has different girsa. The Kes Mishnah and the Mari Korkus, they both speak out that the Rambam obviously had a different girsa. He's not gairis the word oifis, it's just menachas. And the Vada could bring an oif, which is Mari the Chiddush. Pashas learned he can't bring an oif. So I think Mari Vaita. not a kasha that shlokos as a v'yechanan. Eitz ve'riz v'doimer. Shalosh v'gol m'shalom t'stav v'yishol ha'as v'regel. 3 yom tovim the year, Klal Yisrael had a tzivoy to go v'yol v'regel. V'chag ha'matzois, v'chag ha'shvois, v'chag ha'sukos. V'ein nirin chatzotin. And what halacha is in this price is ve'ein nirin chatzam. What it means, we have to wait for the gemara in the bottom. I will explain what that means. You can't come lechatzam halfway. Mishum shenema kol zechurcha. Ve'ein nirin chatzam. You can't come empty-handed. Mishum shenema v'lo yiro upon erekam. You can't come empty-handed. So again, here Rosh Lakish Akash Reichon. We really can't come empty-handed. Amalei be'ikar regel. Talking about the first day, you can't come empty-handed. Again, here Kvega asks, like, what are we meisiv? We have this teretz ikar regel. Yeah, eisve. Now we have three kashas of Rav from Lo Yiro upon a Rekam, and he answered Ikar Regel. Now I go opposite. Rav Yechon has a kasha on Rav Shlokish. Eisve Rav Yechon on Rav Shlokish. It says in the pasuk, Shalish Pa'amim B'Shana Yerah calls the Churcha. We remember there's a drasha of Yerah Yira. So basically, Makish the people to Hashem, and the drasha is like this: Ma'ani Bechinam. Just like Hashem comes to see Klai Yisrael with empty handed, Afatam Bechinam, you also come to see me empty handed. So what do you see? But Bryce is darshaning that there is a way that you could come see Hashem empty-handed. It must be the rest of the yontif, like Rabbi Yechanan said. Ella, so this kasha to kasha, it shlugged up Rosh Lakish. We have a different way to explain machlekas. Ella kol heicha de osa v'loy aisi de kulam lepligi de ayel mischazi. That's pasha. Anytime you want to come empty-handed, the rest of the yontif after you brought a carbon al sriya, no problem. Kulam lepligi de ayel mischazi. You come and show your face. But not forget Yotze, the mitzvah. Ki pligi, what's my guess? Rishakash Rechanon, the os of Isi, that you came and you brought a carbon. Rechanon, I know. Rechanon, I'm a rias param bazara, rias param hu dein lashir. Hol a carbon yash lashir. Rechanon says, no, rias panim, you can come as much as you want. But carbon, after one carbon, you're done. And it's about Haisa if you bring another oil as Ria. So Rechanon, you cannot bring another carbon. Carbon also is no shear. So we redid the machlekes. Yerachon Rosh Lakish. That avada you don't have to bring carbon. The question is, you're allowed to bring carbon. Yerachon says you're not allowed to bring carbon because of Baal Taisim. Rosh Lakish says no. You are allowed to bring a carbon, and because ain't like shear, you come with that also, but you're allowed to bring extra oilus ria. Eisvei. The Gemara doesn't have a kasha. And he doesn't say, Shlokash to Rabbi Yechon, but Pashas is a kasha. Rabbi Yechon asks, Aron Shlokash. Eitzvei. It says a pasuk in Mishle, which pasuk means, it says in the pasuk, Hoiker raglecha mebeis re'acha, penis pa'acha usunayacha. Pasuk means, a person should only go to his friend's house sporadically, because maybe he'll get sick of you and hate you. Don't come too often. That's pasuk. But we darish, and it means also, on going to the base of Mikdash. Because Re'acha can mean we are the friends of Hashem. Hashem tells us, the man achai v're'ai, we are kavyachol friends of Hashem. And it means, don't go to the base of Mikdash too often. So the kasha is, you see, don't bring kabbonis whatever you want. So it's a kasha or a shlokish. And the Gemara, hosom v'chatois v'ashamas. It means, don't come so often with chatois v'ashamas. Which means, don't do averis, you have to come often with chatois v'ashamas. Kid Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Levi Rami, Ksiv, Hoiker, Ragl Chamei Tzirecha, V'Ksiv, this is the Pasuk, Pasuk Tehillim. Avay B'Yisech of Oilos, come often with Oilos, it's a Stira, like Kasha, Kamecha Tois V'Ashamois, Kamba Oilos V'Shlamim. That over here, Chatez HaShamois is no good to come, because it means you're doing Averis. But Oilos V'Shlamim is Mutter. Taina Mahach, we tackle into the Brice like that also as well. Hoiker Ragl Chamei Tzirecha, V'Chatois V'Shamois, because of Daver. That Pasuk that says, so only comes sporadically to your friend's house, which means the base of Mikdash, that means Mechatayis Vashamas. The cost of a Dava. Mechatayis Vashamas, even Vailis Vashlamim. Even Oilis Vashlamim shouldn't come often. It says in the Pasuk that come to my house with Oilis and bring in a Darim, pay up your vows. The pasuk is talking about chatois v'ashamois, that chatois v'ashamois you should not bring, not to averis, but avada oilois is a taka mitzvah to bring them often, and often is not a problem.